Welcome, everyone, to Breaking Big Blue. I'm your host, Jordan Ron, on ESPN, ESPN.com, Giants reporter, and we're here with the Draft Buzz episode. That's because after all these months, after all these weeks of talking about will the Giants take a quarterback, will they trade up to draft a quarterback, we're going to find out the answer on Thursday night. The decision lies in the hands of Joe Schoen and Brian Daboll. And in order to get a quarterback, at least with their top pick, they're likely going to have to be aggressive. So we'll get to that in a minute. But let me lay out what we're going to do here. I'm going to go over some draft buzz involving the Giants, and then we're going to do a mini mock. I'll give you my top 10 of what I believe is going to happen in the NFL draft. I'm taping this on, Tuesday morning. A lot changes. I mean, even though draft week, you do have to kind of block out all the nonsense that's out there. But something that is out there that I do not think we could completely ignore is the Giants are looking into trading up in the draft. That's something they're still currently doing, right? Number 3 with the New England Patriots, number 4 with the Arizona Cardinals. Those are the two sweet spots. Those are the two teams they're staying in touch with to see if it's a possibility to move up. They're trying to trade up. Now, a lot of it, however, is contingent on who's out there when picks 3 and 4 come up. We know Caleb Williams is going number 1. It's believed that Jaden Daniels is going number 2 to the Washington Commanders. That, not positive yet, but we'll see. Seems to be going in that direction. Now, depending on what the New England Patriots want to do, I still, believe that the New England Patriots want to leave this draft with the quarterback. So it's hard for me to believe that the New England Patriots are going to move out. Number 4 still seems more likely to me. But when you talk to league sources, the belief among these league sources is that if the Giants move up and they do trade, and they're trying to trade up to picks 3 or 4, it's for Drake May. We will see. Now, I understand it. Drake May makes sense. Super high upside guy. Talent is there. The skills are there. The big arm. The size, the athleticism, those are things, if you're Brian Daboll, you look at and say, those are things I can work with. Similar to, in a way, Josh Allen, right? I'm not saying he's Josh Allen, but like similar in that the tools are there for him to develop and work with. And it makes sense to go to the Giants because he's a guy that can sit a year, that will probably benefit sitting a year. I'm talking about Drake May. So you could play Daniel Jones this year, at least to start the season. You play him until things either go terribly wrong or he gets injured. And if not, Drake May just basically redshirts a year. That will probably benefit him. He's raw. He's 21 years old. He could probably benefit from sitting and watching and learning and taking practice reps. And then next year, you hand it over to your, top 5 pick, whatever it may be. We'll get to that in a second. Drake May. And you move on from Daniel Jones. If he has a great year, great. You could actually get something for him. Alex Smith in Kansas City when they drafted Patrick Mahomes. If not, Giants can get out of the contract. Sure, they got to have $22 million in dead cap on the books. But that's more than palatable because you have a rookie quarterback. So you're paying the rookie quarterback, let's say, I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but let's say $6 million. You have the $22 million. That's, dead money. You have a backup. You're basically paying $35 million for the quarterback position. That's not bad in year 1, right? And the next year, it'll be less than that because the $22 million in dead money from Daniel Jones comes off the books. So you have this high upside guy, this guy that you think can develop into a star, if that's what the Giants believe. Now, I've spoken to people that I trust on quarterbacks, and some of them are not high on Drake May. They have question marks about him. These people are not in the Giants organization now, but it's certainly no slam dunk. This guy's a stud. They're going to be taking a risk. But he has that high upside. And he will be Brian Daboll and Joe Schoen's guy, right? Because remember, they inherited Daniel Jones. They did not draft Daniel Jones. They inherited Daniel Jones, and he had a good year. They were in a wait-and-see mode, right? Remember, at first, let's go back a second. They were in wait-and-see mode because Daniel Jones had a neck injury. They didn't pick up. He couldn't pick up the fifth-year option. He had just missed the final 6 games of that previous season with a neck injury. So they were in wait-and-see mode. Okay, let's see what he could do. They were impressed year 1. Everything went totally wrong in year 2, as wrong as it can go. Another neck injury, tore his ACL, and didn't play well. So now here we are. So now if Joe Schoen and Brian Daboll get their guy, and it's Drake May, it makes sense because it buys him time, right? And we can say what we want. They understand pressure is, you know, the walls are closing a little bit. They can't afford a total disaster and be in the middle of nowhere and have no, like, let's say they go with Daniel Jones. They draft a wide receiver. They still have a bad season. Then they don't have a future franchise quarterback. They're headed to the middle of nowhere, right? And, you know, their jobs are in jeopardy. So drafting a quarterback, I think in the back of their mind, they have to realize does buy them time and puts them in a better spot moving forward to get to the ultimate goal, which has to be to win a Super Bowl at some point, sometime, somewhere.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, picks three, picks four, it does make a difference, right? It does make a difference. Because if Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, wants a quarterback, he's going to get a quarterback. And that eliminates another guy from the Giants to be able to get. So if you get number four, it has to be the right guy that's available. Who knows if Drake May is available at four if the Patriots pick? Let's say it goes Caleb Williams. It goes Jaden Daniels, number two, to Washington. Caleb Williams to the Bears. Jaden Daniels to the Commanders. And at number three, if the Patriots really want Drake May, they take Drake May. And then it's J.J. McCarthy there. And if you're the Giants and you don't love J.J. McCarthy, it seems their eyes are on Drake May way more than J.J. McCarthy right now, then you don't trade up at that point. You sit there, you sit tight, you get your wide receiver at six. Boom, bam, boom. You know, maybe the Vikings trade up at that point to number four with the Cardinals. Now, here's the thing that I've heard with the Cardinals. Is they're more willing, much more likely to trade with the Giants because they don't really want to go down past six. You know, you talk to people around the league, they don't believe that the Cardinals want to move down past pick six. Pick six, at least, the Giants selection. If the Giants move up, go to four, Giants or whoever move up to four, the first four picks are basically going to be quarterbacks at that point. So you can get Malik Nabers. You're guaranteed Malik Nabers or Marvin Harrison Jr. if you're sitting at six. Plus moving up one spot to five if you need to, just to lock in that you're getting Marvin Harrison, that's easily doable because one spot, you basically give the Chargers, you know, another pick, and the Cardinals, they have more picks than anybody. Give them one pick, move down a spot. You know, the Cardinals, if the Chargers don't want Marvin Harrison there and they're looking at Joe Alt, which is what a lot of people think they want, they move one spot, they get their guy, and then pick up an extra pick anyway. So it makes sense when people say the Cardinals are more likely to trade with the Giants. They don't really want to move past that number six spot. The Vikings, by the way, picking 11th. The Raiders, I believe, are 12th, or the Broncos 12th, and the Raiders. They're all the Raiders. I combine the Broncos and the Raiders. The Vikings, Broncos, Raiders, 11, 12, 13 in that range. So it's a big drop-off to go from four to there. The Cardinals aren't, they're not dying for picks out there. They have more picks than anybody. Now, obviously, it's always a benefit. Keep adding picks, especially quality high picks. But moving from 4 to 11, 12, 13 is way different from moving from 4 to 6. So that's out there that the Cards are way more likely to trade with the Giants than they would be the Vikings or any of those other quarterback needy teams. Rounds 3 to 5 seems right now like the sweet spot for the Giants in regards to running backs and tight ends. Some names I've heard at the running back position. Audric Esteem from Notre Dame. Esteem, whatever his name is. Screwed up his name. My scribble is so bad that I can't see all the letters in his name. But I think you know who I'm talking about. Marshawn Lloyd, Ray Davis from Kentucky, Jalen Wright from Tennessee. These are some names that I've heard the Giants have been on that I've looked into. You know, pick 70. That's an option. Round 3. Round 4. Round 5. Like those are likely where the Giants are looking at those positions. They haven't really. Here's the thing with running back, which is kind of interesting. It's possible. People around the league think it's possible that there's not a running back taken until the third round of this draft. Now, you can easily go second half, bottom half of round 2. You can see a running back or two go off the board. But it's also possible that the first running back doesn't go until the third round. So when the Giants pick at number 70, they'll have a choice if they want, if they so desire, at one of the top running backs in this draft. Or perhaps the top running back in this draft. I think that's probably a little late. But Trey Benson was another running back for Florida State who came in for a visit, actually. So I think you will have a chance at him. I mean, you won't have a chance at him probably at number 7. But you never know. It is possible. It's not completely out of the realm of possibility. Tight ends as well, looking in that range. There's a lot of unique options. Ben Sinnott, he's a potential, you know, mid-round guy. Jared Wiley, I think, is the guy that the Giants would look at. Theo Johnson also, Penn State guy. Tip Reman from Illinois. We're talking in the, you know, 4th, 5th round. I think those are options. Giants are looking for, ideally, when you talk to people, it seems like more leaning towards the pass-catching tight ends, which makes sense because Darren Waller probably is not even going to play this year. And let's say he even does, how long is he going to be there for? So you're going to have to address that moving forward. Safety, Giants have kind of looked in that round 2-3 range for safety. Jaden Hicks, Cole Bishop, these are some of the guys the Giants have had their eyes on, according to league sources. So remember, they lose Xavier McKinney, now potentially replacing him, even though Dane Melton's kind of in that spot right now. It looks like they're at least looking at the possibilities there. And I will say this, they also need to reinforce the defensive line some way, shape, or form. They're going to need some more defensive linemen. Defensive line depth is something this team has lacked for several years now. Let's get into the mini mock. On to the next one.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
All right. Yes, I haven't actually done a mock draft at all in any way, shape, or form this year. Even, you know, laying out the top 6 picks definitively of what I think is going to happen. Now, I've laid out scenarios here on this podcast here or there, but this is going to be my only mock on record. So I'm going to do the top 10 here, okay? And let me just tell you, I'm so not confident right now with the Giants that I submitted my story, my annual most likely Giants draft pick story, on Monday, and I'm contemplating flipping around the guys that are number 1 and number 2 on the list right now. So it's Tuesday morning. I don't know. I'm not even set on who's number 1 at this time. So that's how tenuous I am right now. And I feel like this draft is, there's so many moving parts. There's so many different variables because of the quarterbacks. I think it so much depends on who's drafted before them. So let me run down how I think this is going to play out. My mini mock, top 10, final episode. Final version 1.0, the last and final and first. The Bears, Caleb Williams. Yes, I'm going out on the limb here. Caleb Williams, number one to the Bears. Easy slam dunk. He only visited one place. We only visit one place. We only took a physical for one team. Pretty obvious you're going there. So, number two, the Washington Commanders. You know what the crazy part? People there want Drake May, apparently. They don't want Jaden Daniels. I think the Giants would love to get a shot at Jaden Daniels. I also think the Patriots would love to get a shot at Jaden Daniels. I know the Las Vegas Raiders would love to get a shot at Jaden Daniels. That's not happening. That's not happening. I don't see anyone getting a shot at Jaden Daniels. He seems to be pretty much set as the number two pick to the Washington Commanders. Now, number three is the tricky one. Okay, the Patriots are obviously listening to calls, listening to options, listening to what you have to offer, saying, hey, give us that Godfather deal. We will take it. But here's my thing with the Patriots. Elliot Wolf, who's running the draft for them, isn't even the general manager at this point, right? Not sure exactly off the top of my head what his title is officially right now. But it's not general manager. And Robert Kraft has made it pretty clear that he wants a quarterback in this draft. It's a super good quarterback draft. Find a quarterback. We need someone to build around. He wants a quarterback. He's the owner of the team. If you're the de facto GM, but not the GM, aren't you going to do whatever you do what the owner says anyway. But aren't you just going to do whatever the owner wants? It's either you're going to do what the owner wants to get hired as a GM, or do what you think is best for the organization, but it's not necessarily what the owner wants, then you're probably not going to get the GM job. It's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. So to me, it doesn't seem that they can get cute here. And ultimately, I don't think they trade out. Somebody would have to, the Giants' offer would have to be just gigantic for them to move out. And I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be the guy for the New England Patriots. It just makes sense to me. He has the talent, all the skills there. Michigan man, following in the footsteps of Tom Brady. It just seems like that's one that makes sense for the New England Patriots more than the boomer bust Drake May, who it really does seem like from talking to people around the league, the Patriots are in love with. And that's why they're even listening to these offers. If they're in love with Jaden Daniels and Drake May, they wouldn't even be open, really, to listening to offers. So I think they're going to go J.J. McCarthy here. And that sets up pick number four, okay? No wide receivers off the board. Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers from LSU. Those are the options that make a ton of sense for the Arizona Cardinals. They're next, Larry Fitzgerald Jr. But there's also teams like the Vikings and the Giants and the Raiders and the Broncos that are sitting there and they're saying, you know, we love Drake May. I don't know which teams they are definitively, but I do believe the Giants are like Drake May. Talking to people around the league, that's what you're getting. That's the buzz that's coming out right now, 2 days before the draft, that I'm hearing. That Drake May is more likely their guy than J.J. McCarthy. And so, to me, it's a lot easier for the Giants to move up. Because like I said before, Arizona is more willing to get to 6 than they are 11, 12, 13. So I'm putting the Giants with the trade up here with the Vikings. Let's say it costs the Giants pick 6, okay, a future second rounder, you know, 2025 second rounder, and then fourth, and they move up 2 spots, get Drake May. Too much smoke right now of the Giants still trying to trade up, of wanting to trade up, of looking into trading up, for me to think that they are not serious if their guy's there, and I believe it's Drake May, to go and get him. So 2 spots here, I believe the Giants go get him. Now, the Chargers, speak to people around the league. Joe Alt's the guy that's connected to them the most. So I have Joe Alt at 5, the Cardinals, then Marvin Harrison Jr. at 6. Maybe we could flip them around and say, okay, the Cardinals actually picked at 5 because they made a trade because the Chargers said, hey, we're putting this pick for Marvin Harrison Jr. up for sale. And in order for the Cardinals to stop other teams from jumping up, they swing a deal with the Cardinals. The Cardinals get Marvin Harrison Jr. The Chargers, who want extra picks, get an extra pick, but still get the guy that they want in Joe Alt, the tackle from Notre Dame. So that's the top 6. Now, the Tennessee Titans are sitting there at 9, number 7 in this scenario, and they're like, okay, Malik Nabers is there, fine. We're going to get this guy. Now, number 8, I start to get a little crazy. 8 and 9. All right, you know, the Falcons are sitting there at number 8. Roma Dunze is there. The Falcons, though, they're not going wide receiver here. They've got enough weapons for Kirk Cousins at this point. They probably need an edge rusher, but they also would like more picks. That makes sense for them. How about the Colts moving up? I have the Colts at pick 8 moving up, landing Romo Dunze. Number 9 is the Bears. They would also benefit from having more picks. Ryan Poles fits his profile, add more picks. The Eagles move up from 12 to 9, get Quinyon Mitchell, the top cornerback in this draft. So they trade with the Bears. They get Mitchell at pick 9. And then the Jets are sitting there at pick 10. And I truly believe Joe Douglas is going to pick an offensive lineman. If he doesn't, it means that to me that Woody Johnson is making the picks for the Jets. Because everything you know about Joe Douglas is that he's all about the offensive line. He has Morgan Moses at right tackle and Tyron Smith at left tackle. Two older guys. Tyron Smith, ton of injury history in the past. To not get a guy who will, A, be your future left tackle, and B, be invaluable insurance to protect Aaron Rodgers. Because look, if you can't protect Aaron Rodgers, a 40-plus-year-old quarterback who's coming off a torn Achilles, you have no chance. And we saw last year, you have no chance if your offensive line is garbage anyway. The Giants, we saw that with the Giants. We saw that with the Jets. So they need to add another offensive lineman. I'd be stunned if Joe Douglas does not do that. Olu Fashanu from Penn State, he's my pick there for the Jets at number 10. Not Brock Bowers. Can't see them going Brock Bowers. To me, that would be a mistake. I'm just not big into taking these tight ends super high. They haven't worked out over history. Bowers isn't the biggest guy in the world. He's not this transcendent talent. I know I've heard on New York radio, I think that's silly. He's not. It hasn't proven out that way in recent history in drafts either. These guys that you think are going to be these lock tight ends just haven't generally at the top of the draft panned out. So that's my top 10. With perhaps the biggest move, or the two most notable picks, being J.J. McCarthy to the Patriots at 3, which opens the door for the Giants to move up and get Drake May with pick 4. So I know some of you will like it. Some of you will hate it. Some of you say I'm an idiot. Actually, most of you will say I'm an idiot. It's usually the way it works. But I'll take it. Kind of like my Knicks take recently. Woof. People coming at me hard. We're not going to get into that here, though. That's it for this episode. The Draft Buzz episode on draft week. We are 2 days away. Hopefully you enjoy this episode. I'm Jordan Ronan. You're listening to Breaking Big Blue. See you next time.